This inventory is killing me. I'm spending hours making sure that my chests are organized too. Now you don't have to with this great mod.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that will teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Normally, I start off these episodes talking about things that I love. Resource packs, mods, servers, I love them all. But not today. We're switching things up. We're going to talk about things that I hate in Minecraft. What's the biggest thing I hate? The inventory. That's right. There's no easy way to organize or shift through the items that you have. But this mod, Inventory Tweaks, makes everything so much better. It's made by Jim Ewan, and this is a client mod that allows you to easily manage your inventory. You can do this in both single-player and on multiplayer servers. It works perfectly without configuring anything, but of course they have awesome configuration files so that you can make sure everything is tweaked just perfectly. It automatically does some super amazing things like replacing broken tools or filling stacks back in when you've run out of items. So without further ado, let me demo it. Okay, so we are on my normal Let's Play series server. If you follow my personal YouTube channel, this sort of looks familiar. It's not just some insane... I just need to clean up my house, okay? Don't judge me. But as you can see, my inventory is absolutely a mess. This is what normally happens when you're playing through Minecraft. You have super, crazy amount... I have lots of cobblestone, but it's not put together. I could try to manually put things together, but this is going to take forever. Here is where the beauty of inventory tweaks comes into play. All I have to do is hit one button. By default, it is R, and bam, my inventory is clean and manageable. I can do things like use the number keys to quickly throw these down into the normal slots that I use them, or I can configure it using settings, which I'll get to in a bit, to make sure that this always happens. Like, I always have a sword in slot 1, I always have a bow in slot 2, or a pick in slot 3. Now, one thing that you may notice that's different is that there are this little dot up here in the corner, this little ellipsis. This is where the settings for inventory tweaks can be gotten. Of course, you have your normal default sort key, which is set to R, and the middle click, which is turned on, which I will use a lot later. The auto refill, which I'll show off in a bit, and all of the other settings, and this sorting rules, this is what we will open up later to actually configure all of the things that we want inventory settings to do automatically. So I'm just going to keep that open in the background. But let me show off some of the cool stuff that it can do. Let's say that you have multiple stacks of torches in your inventory, and you're down to your last torch, just like I have sort of created with that little scenario. If I put down this torch automatically, the rest of the torches fill into that spot. This will be true if you're using a sword and your sword breaks. It will automatically fill in another sword if you have one in your inventory. This is great when building. Instead of having lots and lots of rows of cobble, you can have all the cobble in your normal backpack, and when you place one down, more cobble will jump into your hand. Now, this doesn't just pertain to your own inventory. If we come over here into a chest, you can see that there's arrows at the top of the chest, there's arrows at the bottom of the chest, and a whole bunch of other things mixed together. Now, if I hit R, this only sorts my player inventory. But if I have middle click turned on, if I middle click in the chest, it will organize the chest that I am looking at. At one point, I had this actually bound to the escape key. So anytime I escaped out of a chest, it would automatically sort the chest that I had just been in. You can quickly see that this will make your life so much easier. You even have other options to organize not just in this sort of line row, but in columns or in rows. You can also use middle click a bunch of times to get through this very quickly if you don't want to hit the on game GUI. These are all of the defaults that automatically ship with inventory tweaks. But let's say you're like me and you want to tweak this just a little bit more. Well, it has an awesome configuration file that's just a text file. So let's jump into it. So this is the text file, which shows you and gives you a little bit of instruction on what to do when you are doing all of your little tweaks, your inventory tweaks. First, it shows you your inventory grid down here. You have, columns 1 through 9 and rows A through D. D1 through 9 is your hot tray, which is, of course, the only items that you can get to in-game. Now, I always like to have the setup where I have a sword, a bow, and then a pick. So I can go up in here to settings. Automatically, D is locked so that it won't take items out of this tray when you're sorting through your items, which makes a lot of sense because let's say that you had something set up and it sorted all your items and it pulled things out. That doesn't make sense. But you can, of course, overwrite that with more specific commands. So let's say D1, which I always want to be my sword. Now, this I believe that this is not case sensitive, but I do know that I think this is a C type command, so it uses the camel case that you normally see in C languages. So not a big deal. Let's move on to D2, which I always want to be my bow, and then D3, which I always want to be my pickaxe. And then finally, I always like to have edible food in D8. So I can go ahead and set D8 to be edible food. And I'm just going to go ahead and copy this because you can see what I was talking about earlier, the camel case, where you have the first E is undercase and the second word is uppercase. So I'm just going to go ahead and copy this and then paste it right there. And then D9, I always like to have be my torches. So let's go ahead and save this. I'm going to close out of it. And now once you're in-game and you have torch spelled correctly, if you hit the R key, boink, all of these things in your hot tray automatically jump into the position. And it's even smart enough to know if, say, I had a cobblestone sword, that it should use the diamond sword instead. See how I have this unenchanted bow? It automatically put the enchanted bow into my inventory first because, of course, I want to use the most powerful thing I have available. So I can do this one more time, get everything out of my hot tray, hit the R key, and automatically everything is there. So this has been Inventory Tweaks. I hope that you find it as amazingly awesome as I do. Of course, you can download this from our show notes. If you would like to subscribe to future episodes, make sure you subscribe to the show at twit.tv/omgcraft. If you have some feedback you'd like to send my way, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching this episode. See you next time. Bye!